Early voting is ongoing across the state of North Carolina, runs through Saturday, March 12th, six different early voting sites here in Orange County. Presidential primary is, of course, one of the big items on the ballot. Board of County Commissioners races as well, the Connect NC bond. Primary day itself is Tuesday, March 15th. So if you haven't gotten to the polls yet to vote early, you still have a few more days to do that. And then mark your calendars for primary day a week from today. A lot of items on the ballot, a lot of things to talk about. We're joined now by Orange County Conservative Ashley DeSena. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Aaron.
And first of all, we want to talk about voter ID today, which is an official requirement now for the primary. Before we talk about that, thoughts on the presidential election, which in the last 2 weeks, didn't we meet 2 weeks ago and I was talking about, do you think Rubio and Trump are going to squeeze out Cruz? And then in the last 2 weeks, just the whole thing has exploded, and now it's Trump, and now it's Cruz and Kasich squeezing out Rubio.
Yeah, it seems like Rubio's really lost some traction, and Kasich has stayed in. I thought he would have dropped out long before now.
Yeah, I was so shocked about that.
You and me both. So it seems like it's a two-man race now between Trump and Cruz on the Republican side, and
Don't rule out Romney.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Well, I'm sure you saw Mitt Romney gave this sort of basically anti-Trump
speech. Anti-Trump thing, yeah.
Last week, that was about 15 minutes of just Mitt Romney saying that Trump is a fraud, he's a phony, don't vote for him, he's terrible. And, in my personal opinion, I don't think that much of what Mitt Romney was saying was necessarily wrong or incorrect, but it was just the wrong messenger for Republican voters.
For Trump supporters,
Exactly.
We're opposed to the establishment and elite, so let's bring up the 2012 son of a governor. Yeah.
I mean, he's just sort of a figurehead for the establishment. As it is, I mean, he's a nice guy. You know, I felt like I didn't have to hold my nose when I voted for him. But still, I mean, he's sort of a symbol of the past. He's not where we're going. So it was just the wrong messenger. But yeah, if we get to a brokered convention, a lot of people are still speculating if Mitt Romney will emerge as a viable candidate. And he said in interviews he hasn't ruled out the possibility, so I don't know what that means.
I don't even know how that would play out if someone raised, if someone even so much as nominated Mitt Romney in, is it Cleveland in July? Is that when it's taking place?
Yeah, at the end of July.
What even their reaction would be on the floor? I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, all indications are Trump is going to come into it, even if he doesn't get the number of delegates needed to clinch the nomination, he's still going to be in the lead. And if somebody like Mitt Romney swept in and captured it, it tried to capture it anyway, it would just be totally chaotic.
Does the GOP have to do soul searching after this is all done?
I think so.
Like serious
reimagining,
yeah.
I really hope so, actually, I should say. I think that's my projecting my hopes on it a little bit, because, you know, in American history, parties do come and go and they evolve over time. So I'm hoping we're at one of these points in history where the Republican Party just really dramatically changes, or we have another party emerge, or some alternative to what we have now.
Unbelievable year.
Yeah.
And it's only March. Yay.
It's only March. I know. We've got four months of this.
We are all already so sick of this, and we've got seven more months to go. Eight more months to go. Sorry, I miscalculated.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Until then.
Yeah.
General election, right?
All right. All right. Well, let's talk about the primary, because that's ongoing right now. Early voting is underway. You can register and vote on the same day if you do it during the early voting period. You do have to have your voter ID, though, this time around, unless you have a reasonable impediment, and then you have to fill out the form and everything. But the voter ID provision is in effect for the primary vote. This was passed. This was passed in 2013, right? And it's taken effect now in 2016. What are your thoughts? I know both of us have kind of iconoclastic thoughts for our own side on this.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I think that the issue of voter ID and I guess maybe the other side of the coin, voter fraud, which is what voter ID is intended to combat. They're such politically divisive topics.
Yeah.
And I kind of wonder why is it so divisive? Why is it so polarized? Because either voter fraud exists or it doesn't, and it's a big problem, or it's not.
Right.
And whatever solutions implemented to combat fraud, because I think everybody, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, wants to maintain the integrity of the voting process. We want to feel like we have confidence that our voice matters, and you know that the way that we choose our elected officials is we can trust in that process. It's not corrupted. But we need to make sure any solutions actually fix any problems that exist. And I think there's some mismatching going on. And, and I'll say for my side, the conservative side, I think there's a little bit of a willingness to not understand the historical implications of putting barriers to being able to register to vote or physically vote itself, in particular for African Americans or Native Americans or people who don't have a strong command of the English language. And I wish, there's a little bit more of a historical understanding.
Yeah. Because there is something to be said, and I mean, whether or not voter fraud is a major thing that's affecting elections one way or the other, there is something to be said for, well, if you go to the polls and you're asking for a ballot, you should have to confirm your identity in some way or other.
Right.
It's just that there are obstacles to getting the ID to being able to go and confirm your identity, and that's the issue.
Right. Yeah, I think that is has caused some people some problems. I mean, the issue with voter fraud, it does exist. But there are some people, when I have conversations with people who are, they think it's basically undermining the Voting Rights Act to have voter ID kind of intended to combat voter fraud. And they'll insist that voter fraud doesn't exist. But, it is isolated, and there's so much effort you have to put in it to make such a small difference in the outcome of the election that, it's not worth the effort to try to sway the election with, just a few people here and there impersonating someone else or committing some other type of fraud.
Right. But, and the specific type of voter fraud that voter ID is intended to combat is not going to sway an election like in the state of North Carolina, right?
Right.
There might be a couple cases here and there, and there have been a couple cases here and there, but literally a couple cases here and there.
Yeah, I would be more worried about, I think this is an example I read about in Connecticut or somewhere where a politician went to a nursing home or assisted living facility and got a bunch of people to fill out absentee ballots for him. And you're clearly not supposed to do that. He was an actual candidate himself. I mean, that's also, falls under voter fraud. That's
or like tampering with the machines or something like that.
Or tampering. But, on the other hand, where there's a lot of evidence that suggests that voter ID laws don't impact turnout, don't lower turnout, except actually for elderly people, which I think is probably because a lot of them don't drive anymore. Maybe they don't have a driver's license anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so for them, it's not worth the effort to vote. So
we need to make a list of all of the issues that the left and the right are both up in arms about that actually don't have the impact that either the left or the right thinks it does. I feel like that would be a long list.
That would be a very long list. Because actually one of the things I was just thinking about, and I'm probably going to look back on this in a few years and be like, what was I thinking?
Oh, we got this recorded right now.
because I'm still sort of working out the whole voting and what does it mean as a civic institution? Is it even so important to maintain? the system as we do it now, I don't have a good idea for an alternative, but I do think that it's possible for us to go back to not even having to register to vote.
Right, which Oregon and does, right? Is it Oregon that does it that way?
Kind of.
Yeah.
They kind of do that.
They automatically register you, right, when you're 18?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they automatically register you. I know they do it at the DMV when you get a license or renew your license. I'm not sure if they have other avenues or not, but it's automatic registration, and then you have 3 weeks to opt out of it or to pick a party. Mm-hmm. So you're registered nonpartisan or unaffiliated. But I still think that even though they're given the option to opt out, I mean, this is my sort of libertarian side coming out. I'm not comfortable with the idea of the state, the government, any form of government forcing someone to register, because I feel like they have the right also to not consent
to sort
to
of
the
like
whole
drop
process.
Off the grid if they want to, you mean?
Right, yeah. Right. Which, you know, sounds probably like a lunatic, but but I don't think that it should be compulsory. I think registration for voting didn't emerge until the late 19th century, which was like, you know, Jim Crow, and that was part of the whole process, was creating a hurdle. Mm-hmm. You know, people like not just African Americans, but like in the Northeast where you had immigrants from Southeastern Europe coming through, and the more Anglo-Saxon types didn't want them to register to vote. You had that dynamic there, and.
And it's always about partisanship, too.
Yeah, like
there was
definitely.
The racial and ethnocentric element, and there's also, like, Republicans want these laws because they benefit Republicans, and Democrats want these laws because
right.
they benefit Democrats. I feel like straight ticket voting is an issue.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
like, Republicans are opposed to it, and Democrats are in favor of it for no other reason than most people who take advantage of it end up ticking off Democrats.
Yeah. No, I'm kind of
yeah. If it was the other way around, everyone would be making the exact opposite argument.
Right. Yeah. I people get very passionate about
yes.
that as well. Like, it's my right to vote straight ticket. Mm. And I'm like, well, I don't know if that's necessarily
take an extra
right,
2 minutes and like tick off 11 boxes instead of one. But,
you know, but that's just my kind of prejudice. I wish everybody could be more thoughtful voters too. That's where I'm coming from on that.
Right.
But it's there's so many ways to do voting registration, and I mean, what about online registration?
Yeah.
Let's just make it simple.
Yeah.
You know, completely voluntary, but simple. But one good thing about Oregon, again, is that they actually do all of their voting by mail.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of a unique state in the way they approach voting, because that eliminates the kind of fraud that can happen when people do absentee ballot, and then they actually go to the polls physically to duplicate their vote or whatever.
Right. I guess my only worry with voting by mail is one out of every 1,000 just are going to naturally get lost in the mail no matter what. But
well, that's why
I guess
think
in that
it's
case,
time
it's, yeah.
we got to switch to online,
right.
you know, for registration and maybe even online voting. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
There's got to be a better way, because I feel like, you know, and early voting is another contentious issue. I mean, it's like if you don't have, my being conservative, you know, I'm told it. Or I feel like I read articles that say, you know, if you don't have 2 weeks of early voting or at least 10 days, and it's, you know, if you don't want that, then that's because you're in favor. You have some racist motivation. But it's really just more like it can cost counties millions of dollars to do early voting for that long. Although I'm an early voter myself,
right,
and I do enjoy it, but maybe
and I know
just
in
like
Michigan, like they're going to the polls today in Michigan and voting, and they don't have early voting there. Like I grew up in Michigan, and they didn't have early voting. I left, and it's like, oh, this early voting thing—you don't have to stand in line forever on election day to vote. Is really nice, but
I think, agree.
Yeah, and there are good arguments to be made on both sides. You know, it makes it easier to vote if you do early voting. You don't have to stand in line forever. You don't have to take time off work on this day in the middle of the week.
Right.
And on the other hand, it does cost counties money in order to keep the polls open for all of this time. And I really think it just comes down to partisanship again. I think Democrats are making this argument and Republicans are making this argument because Democrats tend to be early voters more than Republicans are. And if that were reversed, then everything else would reverse as well.
Right. Yeah, no, I think so. And in Orange County, I don't know a lot of the details about it, but there's been a little bit of talk about having early voting on Sunday as well. Mm. And
in Durham, they do, I know.
Do they really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it isn't uncommon.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm not opposed to that either, although conservatives generally are. But, you know, let's just face the reality that most people don't go to church on Sunday.
Right.
And it's not necessarily considered a holy day for mm-hmm. a lot of people. And that's one of 2 days they have off during the week, and it just makes it more convenient. So, you know, I would be in favor of that as long as they would cut some off, kind of early voting days off on the front end of where we have it now, just to try to save some money, essentially. And it's so slow, at least here.
Right,
the polls are so
right.
slow during that period until you get close to an election.
And then it
an
just
election.
Explodes.
Yeah.
The
weekend before.
Yep.
Definitely.
All right. Well, early voting is going on for another 4 days, I guess counting today, 5 days, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday through the 12th, so you can head to the polls and vote early. Don't forget primary day is Tuesday, March 15th. Any candidates you want to endorse? Because we're not going to be able to talk again until afterwards, I don't think.
Oh, wow. Well, locally, I'm just going to hold my peace there. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm still hoping that North Carolina will vote for Cruz. that's just all I can say about it. I really hope we don't select Trump.
I'm going to be fascinated to see what happens tonight, especially Michigan and Mississippi, the two bigger ones today, because Cruz did well on Saturday, and I don't anyone noticed.
No.
All of my Facebook friends are still posting anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. I think some of them would have switched to Cruz by now, but no.
Right. No. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of a reaction is still going on to Trump getting so much attention in the media. And there's been a lot of interesting infighting on the conservative side mm-hmm. because we're all, you know, our different media outlets, like who's pro-Trump, who's not.
Like
and,
Breitbart versus National Review.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, it gets pretty ugly sometimes. I don't know if it's been like that between Bernie and Hillary supporters.
A whole lot of my friends are posting about how I think today it's the Washington Post that's just totally in the tank for Hillary.
Oh, okay.
Like last week it was the Onion that was supposed to be in the, I don't even know. But,
well, it makes me feel a little better. It's not just us, I guess.
That makes me feel so much worse. All right, we got to let you go. But again, early voting through Saturday, primary day next week, Tuesday, March 15th. Ashley DeSena, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.